I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf and Practice Series. It is truly beautiful and inspirational that there are so many people who wake up early in the morning to attend the Daf Yomi Shir before davening, or to attend the morning kolel before davening. And such learning truly sets the tone for so many people's lives. But is it proper? Is it really appropriate for someone to have a seder, for someone to set a time to learn before davening? The Gemara in today's Daf, Brachos, Daf Hey, in the bottom of Amud Beis, quotes a brisa about Abba Binyamin, that he was always careful, as the Gemara explained, to have his tefillah, to have his davening, samach l'mitasi, close to his bed. And Rashi explains, what does that mean to have your davening close to your bed? Kol yomen is harti, my whole life. Abba Binyamin says that he was careful, sholasus malacha, not to do any work, sholasuk betorah, or to learn any Torah, kshamati mitasi, from when he got up from his bed, acha ekra kriyashma v'esfala, until he read kriyashma. And he davened. And the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Simen Peites Sifav says, Afilu Lomod Aser. In the previous Sifim, he was talking about all the prohibited activities to engage in before davening, and he says in Sifav, Afilu Lomod Aser, even to learn it is prohibited, Mishi Yagia Zman Tvila, once it comes time to daven. The Shulchan Aruch is passing like Rashi, that it's Aser, it's forbidden for someone to study Torah, for someone to learn before davening. So how did it become so prevalent that shuls would have shiurim and chaburus for people to learn before davening? Now the reason for this halacha, the reason why we are proscribed from learning before davening, is because there's a concern that you may get caught up in your learning. You may not realize the time, and you may continue to learn and forget to daven and forget to say kriyishma in the correct time. And based on this idea, the Rosh qualifies Rashi's opinion. The Rosh, in fact, argues on Rashi, but he explains that Rashi could only have said what he said. Rashi could only have said that it's usher to learn before davening if you don't daven with a minyan. If you typically don't go to shul to daven, you usually daven at home, you daven in the Bais Medrash where you're going to learn b'yechidus alone, that's when there's a concern that through your learning you're going to forget to daven. But if you always go to a minyan to daven, then you'll remember, and you won't continue learning because you have to make it to shul on time. And the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, quotes this qualification of the Rosh. And he says, Avo Misha Ragel Lelech Beis HaKnesses Mutter. If someone typically goes to Shul to daven, then it would be Mutter to learn before davening. And that really helps most of the cases that we are discussing, which someone attends a Daf Yomi Shir in Shul before davening, or some morning kol in which the learning is followed by davening with the minyan. There is no problem whatsoever with learning before davening. Let's say someone's traveling for business and finds himself in a situation which he won't be able to attend davening and shul. Is he allowed to follow his daily routine when he wakes up early in order to do the daf before he starts work for the day? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Derech HaChaim that says that as long as you appoint a shomer, as long as you appoint someone to remind you that you have to daven on time, then you're allowed to learn. Therefore, such a person, even if he doesn't have someone, a shomer, a person to be able to remind him, he could set an alarm clock to make sure that he davens and reads Kriya Shema on time. But I think it's important to note what the Aruch HaShulchan says in Siman Pei Tes. After he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, and he explains the background of the Shulchan Aruch is coming from Rashi, as we explained, he then quotes Tosfos. Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tosfos asks on Rashi, where does this idea come from? You're not allowed to learn before davening. That quotes the Gemara that seems to be contradictory to Rashi's opinion. And the Aruch HaShulchan quotes from the Rosh, as we said, argues on Rashi. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that he thinks the common practice is, in fact, not like the Shulchan Aruch. The common practice is that we are all lenient. And Baruch Hashem, we learn, even before davening, early in the morning. That is because we rely on the opinion of Tosis and the Rosh, and not like Rashi.